All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And at D-Line Tax and Books, they ask you, what would you do if you received your refund today? What would you do with your money? Call D-Line Tax and Books. We'll make sure you get the refund you deserve. You can call D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, the start of the 2017 MLB season has been a forgettable one for the Toronto Blue Jays. The Blue Jays, following last night's loss at home to the Milwaukee Brewers by the score of 2-0, find themselves with a record of 1-7 as they are in the basement of the American League East. They find themselves 4.5 games back behind the first place Baltimore Orioles, and this is a far cry from a team that has made the postseason in each of the last 2 years. The Jays won the AL East in 2015 with a record of 93-69 as they advanced to the ALCS, and they were one of the wildcard participants last year with a record of 89-73. Now, this year in 8 games, the Blue Jays offense has only been able to muster 23 runs. And when you think about the Toronto Blue Jays over the past few years, they have had one of the better offenses in baseball. I said it before, and I'll say it again. This team made a mistake in allowing Edwin Encarnacion to leave in free agency and go on to sign with the Cleveland Indians. Why? Because he was the heart and soul of that team. And I know that the Jays still have some talented hitters, but he was the heart and soul. And we saw these issues begin when Mark Shapiro was brought in as a team's president, and of course, longtime general manager Alex Anthopoulos stepped aside. As you know, there was a clash between those two. Shapiro had his philosophies, and Anthopoulos had his. And Anthopoulos was the architect for the Jays from what we saw them become in 2015 and 2016. And right now, Toronto needs to find a way to get it together. It's still early. It's still early. Nobody's going to run away with the American League East. But if you are Toronto, you cannot allow yourself to get further behind. You have 4 games at home this weekend against the Orioles, which is followed by a 3-game set at home versus the Boston Red Sox. Now it's time to make some hay. Now it's time for the guys like Josh Donaldson, the Troy Tulowitzkis, the Jose Bautistas of the world to get it going. But you look at Bautista, and he has really been struggling. I mean, Donaldson is still hitting over 300, but Bautista is the guy who's really been struggling, due in part because he doesn't have that protection anymore with Encarnacion. And like I said, Toronto rolled the dice, and now they have come up snake eyes without Encarnacion in that lineup. They still have solid pitching with Aaron Sanchez and Marcus Stroman, and Stroman did pitch a complete game last night and took the loss against Milwaukee. But it's a situation Toronto's got to get going. They're 1-7, and you don't want to say it's time to push the panic button, but it's getting close. I mean, the Major League Baseball season is very long. You're talking about 162 games, but the last thing that you want to do is get too far behind the eight ball, and then before you know it, Toronto all of a sudden is talking about fire sale. So it's not time to push the panic button, but Toronto definitely needs to kick it into gear if they want to entertain any hopes of being a playoff contender here in 2017. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back Also, there is the Facebook page of 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.